Squidward. Sandy Cheeks, Pearl, Mrs. Puff, Mr. Krabs. If you're hungry, then the Krusty Krab's really fab. Long-time winner, a Patty of the Year.
What am I gonna do with 500 barrels of root beer?
It's another SpongeBob movie.
All right, hold it right there, Frenchie. This is my movie, Duck in the Skies.
Well, well, and well. Well, why are we listening to SpongeBob SquarePants intro on air on BFM? We are not. We're listening to the Plankton, the movie soundtrack on 95 BFM, and I'm very excited to welcome. We have Karen Ruckman here.
Hello.
Music supervisor. Is that the correct term?
Yes, it is.
Mahuya Bridgman Cooper, music maker.
Hello, hello, kia ora.
And Brett McKenzie, are you on the Zoom there? Oh.
Kia ora. Hey Matthew, how's it going?
Oh, very well. And Brett, you wrote some of the songs for this amazing movie. I watched this movie, I loved it, I laughed, I cried with laughter. I was emotionally affected. I think that's the best you can ask for from a old, you know, emotionless rock like
that's
me.
All we
but
can ask
yeah,
for
I had a good time.
An audience
with it.
Member. That's all
yeah,
you can get.
That's great.
I had a great time. Great. So this is so cool, and the soundtrack's got all sorts of other amazing people on it who we can talk about shortly. But so this is a big deal. We've got and it's pretty much the number one movie in the world right now.
On Netflix.
And, you know, it's largely to do with music, I think. It's 100%. A great movie. It's a great movie. Very funny. But this music's amazing. Tell us how this come about, Karen.
I got the job.
Yeah.
No, I worked on the very first SpongeBob SquarePants movie, the OG.
With the Flaming Lips song on it.
With the Flaming Lips song on it and Wilco and Motorhead. and then I guess they wanted to go back to their roots. So... Or they just wanted some great music, and they knew I could deliver.
Yeah,
Brett McKenzie and stuff.
Yeah. So you delivered. You delivered indeed. And yeah. So Brett, you got the call. Did you jump on the chance?
Yeah. It was.
Did you jump?
Yeah, it was great. Karen called me and asked me if I was, around and had some time to work on. It always starts with one song, and then it just turns into more. So it starts off with one song. I thought that sounds fun. And the really cool thing at that point. It was a few years ago. These take such a long time to make. One of the cool things for me was getting to work with Linda Perry. She was working on it, and that seemed like a really interesting collaboration. So we're pretty different. She's real kind of rocky.
Yeah.
And she's from that band Four Non Blondes.
Yes, I know them. Linda
and a
Perry.
Massive hit. She's written she shows up in a lot of documentaries as a producer, music, but she's worked with a lot of heavyweights, and it was quite buzzy to just write a couple of songs with her on the Zoom. Karen organized it, and then we got a kind of a fancy Zoom thing where you've got, it's called Source Connect or something like that, where there's no delay.
Yeah.
And then you can, so she was in LA, I was in Wellington, and we did songwriting sessions over the Zoom. It was pretty fun.
Wow. Is she wearing the top hat? No.
Yeah, she wears a hat a lot.
That's cool.
For people that know what she looks like just a hardcore rocker.
That's so
cool.
And
she just dresses like that the whole time. Yeah, it's cool.
So I don't want to give too much away about this movie, because one of the things I'd like for people to do is to watch this movie and to listen to the soundtrack after they listen to this. If you haven't already, I mean, it's number one Netflix movie in the world. You probably have watched it already, but if you haven't, you're going to. But because it's so funny, I don't want to give away anything that happens, but, you know, you wrote a couple of the songs for the kind of key moments, right? There's Say My Name, Karen, which we'll play now, and I'm a Jerky Jerk, which is great. We were talking about the emotive punch of I'm a Jerky Jerk before. So
Jerky Jerk power ballad.
Yeah.
Ridiculous Plankton power ballad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. Like both those songs. I mean, the movie is, it's a really funny kind of absurd SpongeBob-y world movie. And I think what's cool about it is it is the guy Dave Needham is the director, and he managed to kind of, it's really hard when you make these animated movies to keep your passion for it, because it takes 4 years. So what was funny in 2020, you know, he just managed to keep it funny and keep playing with it and keep it, you know, silly, because so he did a great job, really great job.
Yeah. And so let's not try and figure out exactly how sausages are made, but do you get to see a rough cut of the movie where there's no music? How does this work?
Even before that.
Or do you say, this is what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Make it.
On this one, they would, Karen might remember the details.
Yeah. Well,
was it a script at the beginning?
No. I mean, there was a script, but there were this is where a song is, and they'll make no offense to the writers, they're not songwriters, but they'll be like, this is a Welcome to Bikini Bottom song, and maybe they'll say a couple silly lyrics, you know, but they won't be what ends up invariably in the song. So then Brett will read the script, and he'll talk about, and they'll give Brett some like character references and some of their personalities, and then Brett goes off and made that song.
Yeah.
Right, Brett? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and then they give it a bit of a hoon with a kind of like a stick drawing, a pretty fancy stick drawing, you know, like
animatic,
it's 2D, just lines. Yeah, animatic, it gets called. Right. And it's quite budgety looking, but you get a bit of a feel for how the song might play with the movement and the character singing, and then it disappears for about 2 years and comes back all colored in.
No, but what's funny though on that note is that what happens is when they're drawing it to Brett's voice, because he's singing the demos.
True.
So you get really used to hearing Brett. And Brett kind of got good at SpongeBob in a way when he said, or the other voices, but
it was kind of a Kiwi SpongeBob. Yeah. Not bad at that French guy. I was not bad at French.
Yeah, you love doing him. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Really fun, really fun. And so that's kind of the process. And there's a bit of back and forth. So I do a demo and then send it in, and they like bits or they don't like it. Like the song, there's the ballad, the sort of power ballady thing about being a jerk. It's like a character moment where he's having like a, you know, kind of ridiculous character catharsis for Plankton. He realizes he's a jerk. I think one thing that was interesting about Linda Perry is she writes songs like so fast. She just, while I was still getting around to checking my email, she'd have written three more versions. She's just like a powerhouse of, she sits down at the piano and just presses record and just writes like three songs in a row. He goes, here's three options. What do you think? And then the next day I'm listening, I'm like, oh, I like number two. And then she's like, you like that? Good. But I've written three more. Really, really fun. But that song, they didn't like a couple of versions. We couldn't quite get it right. And then we sort of found this lovely balance between, I kind of wrote the intro, which is like the emotional bit, and then, you know, kind of figured it out. And then Linda was really good at getting it to just rock out. And she got her team of her wrecking crew from the valley in Los Angeles to shred over the top of it.
Oh, amazing. I was going to ask who's shredding away on these tunes, but we're going to talk next to, because we've only got you for another couple of minutes, Brett, but we'll play.
Which
one should we play? Do you reckon, should we play Say My Name, Karen?
I can play Jerky. Okay, Jerky Jerk.
Okay.
I can play Jerky Jerk because we talked about it.
Okay,
it'd be kind of cool.
Idea,
we did. It'd be a bit of a Jerky Jerk move not to play it after having talked about it.
Okay.
And it's Karen spelled differently anyway, so there's no, you know, it's not about you.
No, it
Karen.
Is about me a
is
little
it?
Bit, yeah.
Okay, interesting. yeah, cool. Well, we'll listen to I'm a Jerky Jerk, but I do think people need to get out and see this.
Not get out, stay in and
stay
see
in.
It.
Stay in and see this, yeah. Get out of your kitchen.
Yeah, go out, but take your TV with you and plug it in. It's a free, with
it
the free
is
Wi-Fi.
Theaters in China.
What's it, sorry?
In theaters in China.
Oh, how about that? Yeah. Well, you've got the option. You can go over there and watch it, or you can watch it
go
at home.
Go to China.
Yeah.
Go to China and watch it. Yeah.
Crazier things have happened. I've traveled for concerts. I go to China for Plankton on the big screen. Yeah. Thank you for your time, Brett. That's so nice of you to zoom on and to see us. And we'll play the tune and we'll love it, and then we're looking forward to I presume will be Plankton the movie, the musical. We're going to do a live stage show of this and take it to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just making this up as,
I go along. But if Brett says yes, you can
Are you into that,
Brett? You can organize that. Karen, you can organize that.
Yeah. I know the guys at Whammy Bar. We'll do something,
cool. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Well, here it is. I'm a Jerky Jerk, and I'm going to play the song I'm a Jerky Jerk by Brett McKenzie and Linda Perry from the movie Plankton the Movie. Thank you, Brett.
Sweet.
I've been called a lot of things in my life. A dope, a ninny, a twit. A pea brain, lame brain, no brain. A know-it-all little pip. An obnoxious dunce, an old goon. A bone-headed, puny buffoon. But no one's ever told me how much they care. Thought they were too stupid to see the genius of this little squirt. But on reflection, their lack of affection is because it turns out I'm a jerk. Can I go on ignoring their words when everything they're saying is true? That's why I'm always alone, 'cause I'm a jerk. Wait, but that's me. That's who I am, baby! I'm a jerk, I'm a jerky jerk. I don't care what they think, I don't care who I hurt. Yeah! I'm obnoxious and annoying. I'm toxic, soul destroying. I'm a jerk.
Right. Well, if you wondered why that was such a cool song, and what a twist. He loves being a jerk.
Who'd have thought?
That's who he is.
Now, if you're wondering why you were feeling so emotional while we were all talking, it's because I was playing the incredible score of Mahalia Bridgman Cooper underneath our talking. Slightly, I mean, I feel like it's a bit rude to play your score underneath our talking, but also, this is what it's... You know, it's done such a good job of kind of being our soundtrack today.
And it is. It's underscore. I mean, that's what it does, right? It sort of subtly tells you what's going on.
Yeah. So you two have worked, you and Karen have worked together on things before.
Yes. And do you want to know what we remember today?
What's that?
You introduced us.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and so let's hear some cool stuff. What stuff have you guys worked on so far?
Beyond Blue is a
video game that was really
game, yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah, really cool one. First video game to have Miles Davis and Mahalia Bridgman Cooper and the big song in it was Maisie Rica and Tereo. And it was a big game and won a lot of awards.
Amazing.
Yeah. Beautiful game. It was based on the Blue Planet series.
Yeah. Oh, incredible. I mean, this came along, obviously, and as Brett said, it's been a couple of years in the making. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, well, I haven't been on it for that long. About two, I think, from Karen calls me up and said, similar to Brett, can you do one cue? Test it out.
Can I say that's not actually how it went down? Can I tell them how it really went down?
Before that?
Yeah.
Oh, this is after I got the job.
You should tell it. This is your story to tell.
Well, I also did another SpongeBob movie called Saving Bikini Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny that I got these SpongeBob movies because it was during COVID when they gave me a contract to make two of them. And I was living in New Zealand. Nobody cared where you were living, but it was actually great. So when I was submitting composers on the first one, I submitted quite a few composers, two of which were Moniker and... two of which that they wanted to get demos on were Moniker and Mahalia Bridgman Cooper. And Mahalia, it's hard for me to concentrate.
Yeah, I'm tuning it down a little bit.
It's 80s baby.
This is 80s baby. Yeah, that's
come
great.
On, man.
So anyway, Moniker ended up getting the job, and they both gave incredible demos, but it came down between two of them. And then I knew I was going to be doing Plankton, and I had that demo that he did for...
The first one.
The first one, and gave it to him, and they loved it, and they loved his score from Shadow in the Clouds so much.
Oh, nice.
That it was like... There was no one else. Like, we went out to other people, but it was like they knew it was going to be Mahuya since the beginning.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
You've won some sort of fancy thing recently, didn't you? Have you mind imagining that?
Television award?
You're very well liked.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. yeah, I mean, I think the last thing was the TVNZ awards. Not a TVNZ. The NZ TV awards.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That was for The Gone.
Yeah. This is. I reckon I'm here in, what's the word? Grammy, Oscar.
I
think there's going to be some inventing.
I think it's not going to be an Oscar because it's not that kind of movie. I don't believe, but there are awards. And what is amazing about Mihuya's work on this film is that they call him out by name in these big reviews. You know, like the biggest reviewers in the world is like, they say the songs are great, but people say Mahuya Bridgman Cooper, and two of like the biggest reviews like said,
that's so cool.
Yeah, they like shouted him out. We were a little jealous, the rest of us. We were proud.
Amazing. Well, let's listen to Bad Trip, which is from quite early on in the... Was it early or halfway? Is this the one with the psychedelic?
This is the psychedelic number.
Psychedelic moment.
He gets the empathy chip smashed or smushed into his little brain.
Yeah. I mean, it's for kids, right?
Wow. Yeah, no, it's a trippy movie for kids, but it's SpongeBob really for kids.
I don't know.
It's for everybody.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Bad Trip by Mahuya Bridgman Cooper, and we'll come back. Here we are. We are here back again with Karen Ruckman and Mahuya Bridgman Cooper, who wrote and performed, I presume, that wild piece of music. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that was the first track I scored, and that was on guitars is Brett Adam.
So, oh yeah, right. From the Bads and every other band in the country.
Yeah, exactly. So he's fantastic. But that was a cool place to start because it was I said, go a bit wacky and do your thing.
Are there any other people playing on this soundtrack that you want to?
There are a bunch of people. Finn Scholes.
Oh, nice.
Yep. We did a couple of small demos for the Sandy Cheeks one, and one of those demos made it into the score, so he's also on there.
Oh, cool.
And there's Brett Adams. There's a lovely bit of accordion player.
Cool.
Accordion stuff. And that's Grayson. Is it Grayson? and
the Auckland Philharmonia.
The Auckland Philharmonia.
It was their first film score.
I've heard of them. Yeah. Is it their first film score? Yeah. Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good.
Is that your first time telling them what to do? Who are you?
I've had the pleasure and privilege to do that a few times before with a lot of solo sort of artists when they collaborate and they do the kind of pop shows. I've orchestrated those, so yeah, I was kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty, you know, pretty cool.
Where do you record a giant orchestra?
Well, that's a good question. In Auckland, yeah. There really isn't a place. But what we ended up doing is making it work in Roundhead.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so we did sections. Yeah, which sections, wasn't the easiest way, but Roundhead was the best place to do it. And it's such a good vibe there anyway, so.
But we were talking about Roundhead earlier today on the show. They've got this Infinity Sessions tonight. Very cool.
Yeah, right.
Looking forward to watching that.
Yeah.
I think I'll bring it back. We're talking about Plankton, the movie, which is a SpongeBob SquarePants spin-off movie. And I loved it. And, you know, you said, we got to watch the movie before we talk about it because then you can understand it. So, of course, I said, I got myself a Netflix subscription. I don't even have the internet at my house. So, I hotspotted my phone to my TV and I sound like a Luddite, but I just actually worked out that it's cheaper to just hotspot off my phone. But but then I got myself a Netflix subscription and I was the first and only thing I've watched on it was this Plankton movie and it's great. It's so good. And you know what? I think sometimes, as I said, I was joking, it's a movie for kids, but it is for everybody. I mean, it's so funny and the music is such a big part of that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's a big part of the kind of series, right? It all comes from that.
I mean, it's do you think it's wall-to-wall music?
It is wall-to-wall music.
Mahuya can believe it. Like, he's, you know, usually there's space and there really isn't in a SpongeBob. In animation more so than other movies.
Well, there's a manic
and it's just so all over the place, up and down, and different kinds of music. So many different genres, you don't even realize.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the original series, right? They just pick the kind of best sort of kitsch, you know, Hawaiian steel guitar, best kitsch monster music, orchestral monster music, and they just sort of jammed it into the series. And that's what kind of where I wanted to go. I was like, okay, let's go back and do this and genre swap like a crazy person.
Are there little Easter eggs in the movies for the fans of the show?
Yeah, I think there's lots. I mean, I think Dave Needham, the director, was all over it with little
Easter eggs. Was written by Plankton.
Really?
Yeah.
Please explain.
So Mr. Lawrence wrote the movie.
Yeah, right.
So and so he really knew Plankton better than anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because it's an origin story. So it goes back and it's so funny because the SpongeBob fans online are so insane, right? They're like, well, that's not exactly right. Actually, he did have one sister and six brothers, whatever. You know, they'll be like
they're
really nutty.
Pretty passionate about the history and the timeline of everything.
Yeah, but he really got it. And Dave Needham was like, it was such a joy to work for him. He knew what he wanted, but he just kept going and going and coming up with crazier ideas. And, you know, the fact that it goes from the CGI to the 2D animation sequences. And you know what's so funny? Aside from, one thing I'm very proud of too, of course, since moving to New Zealand, is that so much of the music was done in New Zealand.
Yeah.
In the APA with Mahui, with Brett, Princess Chelsea, and but also there's an animation company here called Yak Fu.
They did
like the two really cool, I mean there was a lot of cool animation, but they did the tripping sequence, which you just heard the music to, and they also did a part of the Say My Name Karen segment. So a lot of like New Zealand represents.
Oh, that's so cool, because I was going to say the animation is, you know, throughout the movie is amazing, but then these sequences are just super psychedelic and wild. You know, there's some stylistically amazing stuff that happens.
Yeah, and the I think like the trippiest, coolest ones are by Yak Fu. And then there's the Macbeth thing, the black and white one too, which is pretty cool.
The what's it called? Rubber hose style animation, black and white.
But it's cool.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, I think we're gonna head off with this Princess Chelsea song. Can you tell me about this, Kat?
Okay, well, We wanted a song that goes over the credits, and it was Dave's idea to come up with a duet that was, you know, like, I forget what he said, but, you know, like paying homage to the old 60s duets, you know, not Sonny and Cher, but, and so, actually, Otis Rackman, who's my son, who lives in Los Angeles, he music supervised this movie with me, and he came up with the idea. He's like, what about Princess Chelsea? And we had a whole bunch of demos done, and we had a lot of great demos done.
Cool.
But at the end of the day, it was Princess Chelsea's track. It was Jonathan Bree who wrote it, and they just... they kind of nailed it studying the, you know, it's very funny because it's a romantic song about, you know, but yet it's very like, you know, they're anti-heroes, I guess, Karen and Plankton.
But this
you
is
know?
Kind of the first SpongeBob full-length thing that is a kind of based on a villain of sorts, right? Or an anti-hero.
Yeah. I like to think of it as an anti-hero. And that's why I think the song Say My Name, Karen is very important because of the whole Karen issue that's been going on the last 9 years as a Karen. And I just feel like that song is sort of like our anthem.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're shitheads,
we're people too, or computers as well.
No, we are taking over the world. We do have the power. We're Karen, say my name. So, anyway,
amazing
for all you Karens out there.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, and to Brett for zooming in earlier. I'm going to leave us now with Princess Chelsea dueting with Jonathan Bree here from Plankton the movie. Is the soundtrack, it's on streaming and everything.
It's on streaming. I don't know if it's coming out physical. I'm going to find out.
We should see.
Yeah.
But there's also, Boots is on here.
Boots, yeah, he's amazing.
Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo.
They wrote the song I'm Plankton for, you know, and you can, when you listen to it, you can tell, oh, that is, and they're in the background too, Mark and Bob going,
oh, now, there's one little sequence which is above water. And is that a Devo song, or was it a play on
Devo? No, that's Boots, right? Oh, no, is that that's the demo.
That's the demo,
Say My Name by Brett McKenzie and Linda Perry.
Amazing.
And we put their demo version.
Demo.
Yeah,
amazing.
So that's the original demo, and that's on the album,
It's like, that one is, it's they couldn't find a stereo file. It's like a mono, like, bootleg demo that you, honestly,
yeah, it was so funny, because the way they were recording back and forth.
Yeah, everyone's going, where's the original? And there's like, this is all we got. Okay, we're putting it on the movie.
Oh, that's so funny.
And so, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much again. And watch Plankton the movie. It's so good. And text us in. Well, text us in if you've seen it too.
And thank you for introducing us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for introducing, well, the Golden Dawn. I also met my beautiful partner, Melinda.
Oh, well.
So,
that's more important than me. But I met Melinda there too, though.
I wouldn't have any children, and I wouldn't have any work without you, Mr. Crawley. So, yeah.
Oh, well, listen, if you need anything, text in 5395. any problem solved.
Yep, all good.
Any future organized, except for my own. Here it is, Princess Chelsea, you and me.
My life's a list of brilliant schemes, con jobs and conquests.
But don't forget.
My macro size comes.